So let's take a look at this, at some of the stories, some of the Agadot in Bava Basra and Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. You probably won the Gemara. All right, so the parak is talking about how you transfer ownership of a boat, okay? And it's identifying the different parts of the boat and what's included in the boat. And it follows the regular pattern of the previous chapters, Mofas, Habayis, etc. But while we're talking about boats, the Gemara launches into a long series of agadotas that are seafaring related. Okay. So again, these first ones are not about Purim. The ones about Purim on the next dot, but I just feel like we can't skip this. It's just so kind of like lays down the foundation of what's coming. So Omar Rabba, Ishtau li nachuse yoma. So the seafarers told me. That's what Rabba said, right? The ones who go into the ocean told me. Hai gala dimitabeya. Okay, there's this wave that sinks boats. Mischazili. So we saw it. It appeared with like a, I don't know, flaming something, sparking white flame on its top. Bereshah. Umachinon le be'alvosa dechokikale. Ekya she ekya ka Hashem sokos amen amen sela. And we hit it with, in other words, we got this big wave was bearing down on us, it was going to sink the whole boat, and it had something sparking at the top, right? Am I right? That's more or less right, no? Eish levona umalach mazik hu. Yeah. So it wasn't a friendly wave. And we hit it with sticks. The Rashbam says, Alvasa means sticks. That had etched in on them these Shemos Hashem, Ekya Sher Ekya, Ko Hashem Tzvakos Amen Amen Selah V'Nayach, and it calmed down. That's one. Okay. Then Rabbah says again, Ishtoili Nachusi Yama, the sailors told me, Bein Gala Lagala Klas Meya Parsi, between each wave are 300 Parsi. Okay. So Viruma de Gala Tlas Meya Parsi. And it's 300 Parsi high. Zimna Chada Hava Azlina Beorcho Vidalinon Gala. So what does that mean? One time we were going on the way. Vidalinon Gala, Yosem Eshir Govo. Yeah, so it went up even higher. Hishli Chonu Lemalo. Okay, so this was taking what? We ascended up on this wave all the way up to this to the heavens. Inami Hava Rakia. All right, anyway. So Ad de Chazina Bay Marvase de Kuchba Zuta. So we saw the place of a small star, something like that. Bahavali kimavzer. And it was like, what? It was like, to me, like a marzev, like a bar, mivazer, arboin. Anyone want to step in here? Garive Basra.
Area large enough to sow 40 measures of mustard seeds.
An area large enough to what? To sow 40 measures of havle. If it would have gone up higher, we would have been what, killed from the heaven. Virami galo. Okay, so that's one part. Virami galo kala lechavrasa. And each wave, going back to the waves that are within 300, right, they're separated by 300 parsi, were talking to each other. Okay. Virami lo gala kala lechavrasa. Fabrizi, right? Habibi, shavakta midi ba'almud lo shat fose. Dinisi ana v'navde. Leave something for me to destroy. yeah. Leave something for me to destroy. Okay. She says, go look at the strength of Plomer. Ain li rishus lotzeis. I don't have any rishus to go. Yeah, what is the ma, you mean of your ma? No, is I don't have rishus to exceed the I don't have authority. You know, God is, I guess, is doesn't let me. Mole chuto chala v'lo ovri. There's a thin strip of sand, and I can't pass that strip. Okay. Afilu mole chut, right. Chala lo de'ovar. Denemar. Yeah. Osi lo si ro, num Hashem, im miponai lo sochilu, asher sampi chol gvul layom. Chol olam v'lo yavrenhu. So that's it. There's a border. The ocean has a the sand is a barrier, and God decrees it can't break forth beyond that. So the front wave is telling the back wave, you know, it's not happening. Okay. Yeah. That's it. That's the first series of stories here. Okay. Okay, so let's take a look at the Marsha. Yeah, so basically what? It's what were the two things here that were so he takes up the next story. He starts off with the next story. The Hurman Bar Lilis. That's the juggler one. It's from these Gemaras, yeah. And it's based on he says it's based on the Pirush HaGra that he found. Mark said they have the Pirush HaGra in there. Yeah. Huh? The book. You ever see the book with Juggler and the King? It's in the back of the library. Or Felder? Felder? Byron Felder?
Are you seeing the Marshalls based off?
Okay. So, yeah, so once again, he has these two stories, right? I mean, this is basically what? One is that there was this big wave that destroys ships, and they hit it with this stick that had these Shamos etched on it. And then the other one was the waves, and I'm not going to go into all the details of the height and all that stuff, but he has the waves of the separation of the waves. They try to crash and destroy the world, and the front wave says it's not possible because of the sand. Okay, let's take a look at the mantra. All right. So the march is like this. Af ki be'emes ein lahakchesh pshutei advarim kumosher kosav yordei yam ba'anios osei malocha ba'mayim rabim hema ra'u ma'ase Hashem. So yeah, v'taromam galov yalu. So he says even though you shouldn't really be machish the simple meaning of things, and there are amazing things that the Yordi Ayam see. Okay, Mikomakom. So there are wonders in the sea, right? Mikomakom Yeshkan Dvarim BeGav BeInyan Tzitzisa. But nonetheless, maybe they did see these things. But there is definitely something on the inside of this story. Okay, with the flame of the sparkling flame. And the reason of the saving of the ship with these names, right? And why are there 300 Parsi? And why are they Vigam Rochok me in Yano Come on, this can't be happening, you know?
Waves don't talk.
Waves don't talk. Vitshuvos Gal Hasheni, Pokhazi, Gevurta, Shainlem Ratzon, Ubechira. So we know that for sure. Waves don't have will or choice. Even if they had will, they had no choice. So he says, Nira kalpe kilafisha omru besof yavamos, don't Rabbi Akiva, daf shel sefunon is damen li. Yeah, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva says he was in like a shipwreck, okay, and he got a piece of board to hang on to. Before galva gal shabolai nesilo roshi. And every wave that came over me, it shook my head. Mikan amru chachamim im yavo rishoyim al adam yinanea lo rosho. Right, like roll with it, roll with the wave, roll with the wave. So here's the Marsha's genius in action. So he pulls out this Gemara over there in Yevamos, talks about Rabbi Akiva saying that you should basically bend your head to with the don't try to break it. You know what I mean? The wave is coming off, that'll be you gotta roll with it. So use this mashal over here with Rabbi Akiva that he was in the ocean hanging onto a board and the waves were rolling over him and he went with it. So too, when a rasha comes against you, you should be an anelo rosho. Mikan omru. What does it mean? I'm sorry, what does it mean, mikan omru? It's a story that happened to Rabbi Akiva. He was in the ocean. He was, and the waves were rolling over him. What do you mean, mikan omru? Ma inyan ze la ze? Ubi arosha omra hakosef kol mishparecha vegalecha alai avoru. So that's Yonah, right? So when Yonah was in the ocean, thrown into the ocean, it says there all the waves went over him, right? Motion, right? Good. Dima hakosef hatzaros v'hagolos sheba'u aleinu hayam. So that's his first move. Because you see, there is in the literature, right, the Agadic literature, the Chazal compare the waves of assault of the Goyim against the Jews in Golis to waves in the ocean. Right.
When you go to Kiva, why not just go to Rav Yonah?
He's saying, I guess he's saying the extra part of the Na'anesi, he's saying. You get
with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so because I'm like,
oh,
have you extended,
the Omru Bilamadenu Nimshalu Yisrael Lechol. Okay. Bilamadenu, that's like what is it, a Medrash Sefer? It tells you. Yeah, the Ramban quotes 11, right? Bilamadenu. Yeah. So he says there's a Bnei Yisrael are compared to the sand. Never Mispar Bnei Yisrael. See how this works? You like this kind of thing. So Bnei Yisrael compared to the so we now lay down two rules here. The waves are compared to the Rishayim assaulting Bnei Yisrael in Golos. Okay, and we use that term, waves right? And Bnei Yisrael are compared somehow to sand. Right. The Nimshu Ha'akam Yom. And you see other places that the non-Jews are compared to the ocean. The Alkain Omar Yishayev Kayom Nigrash. Omer Ani. So there goes like, what does it mean? They're going to be driven away like the Yam, right? So the first wave thinks he's going to destroy the whole world. Beautiful, beautiful. How he says that. The first wave thinks he's going to destroy the whole world. He hits the Jewish wall and he fails. But the second wave doesn't learn. He thinks, no, I'm going to do it. Right? He says, Kach paro nisgagal Yisrael v'hipilu agoris baruchu. V'chein amalek v'chein sithon v'ein efer lomad merishon v'zeh al pi dimyon zeh omar mikan omru dinos nim lo l'rosha din gal liyos ha'odam Nichna milafonov v'afnoas rosho. So that's what he's saying. You should be nichna. That's what he's saying, going back to Rabbi Akiva. You should shake your head. In other words, be nichna. V'alzeh omar ishtuli nachosi yoma. So that's what he says over here. Our first one, right? That the nachuse yoma said, who are the nachuse yoma? Not semen. Haim yorde ayama golos. Those are the ones who went into the yam of golos. Kemosh kosav adimyon. Kemosh kosanu. She adimyon de golos kesfina hameturefes bayam. So she says, what the whole situation of Jews in golos is compared to a ship bopping, you know, being thrown around in the ocean. Being tossed around the ocean. We have a certain makom of refuge, but it's in the sea of the Akum. So, you know, things are getting a little bit crossed over, but I don't think you can run through the whole thing in one consistent way. But he says, V'hagalim ovu olo, V'hayinu haigala harosha shebechol dor shebola hatbia l'sfina. So that's the first mashal, right? You're in the ocean, there's this big wave, right, so it's B'nai Yisroel in Golos, and now the Gal HaRosha of every generation seeks to sink the boat. Okay, that's the Jews, Hamatrufin B'Golos, like a Tzina Hamaturefes Bayam. Okay, yeah. And then he says, so then he said he was able to hit it with the stick. Okay, so what did it have on it? It had this fire. Who harosh v'hasar shall my law shall oso uma. So what does it mean the gal had on top of it this fire, right? So he says, and mala. So the gal is the uma harishah, and it has some kind of asar. So that's what it means, right? There's some kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, but some kind of assistance, some kind of force, some kind of... what's that? Mazel, right? Ke'esh ha'yesodi, v'ulova, more shkosberka po'olim, v'uvda de Rabbi Yechia, v'mishchazi le'i malach, k'duva de norav, omar machinam le'i. So what does it mean they hit it? De'ein lonu li'sho'an ki'im al avinu sheva shamayim. So what did B'nai Yisrael do when this wave of the Russia is bearing down on them? We have to rely on avinu sheva shamayim. Hainu alusa de chokik. That's the stick that has the etching in it. Hizosa havtocha ksuva b'sefer Torah Moshe begal harishon she'over aleinu. We learned that from the first wave that passed over us, which was Paro. She'omar Hashem Yisroch ek yasher ek yas. So that's what you want to say. Beautiful. So you got to go back to Jewish history. That's what you have to rely on, the lessons we learned from our experience. So that's why the first word on the stick is Ek Yesher Ek Yesher.
Para.
Shivtiach lonu Ek Yesher Imochem B'tzara Zu, Vashir Ek Yesher Imochem B'chol Tzara. V'yud Kei Hu Hashem Hashir Yimonu B'golos K'mo Shekosav Ki Yad Al Keis Ko. So first one is Ek Yesher. That's Paro, and that's a Avtocha that God will be with us in Rabbi Golas. Then you have Paul as the second shame, because that is the shame of the incomplete shame, Yadol Kriska. Jaina Kisei Vashem Sholim Ad L'Olam Habo. Vashem Tzvakos Vashem HaGoel Mikol Tzorak. Moshikos HaGoleinu Hashem Tzvakos Shemo. So those are the shemas. The Ekya, which sets down a certain precedent, teaches us how to respond. The call, which is the reality of the Chil Hashem in the Jews in Golis, so the incomplete Shem Hashem, and the Hashem Tzvakos, this is a reference to the Shem of Gula. The Hizkir Shom Beis Akorbanos Shevi Domain with Boi the Foshech. Bas Kastrin, the Atash, Sham Izos, I don't know where to bring it here. Adina Yosheves Lotveta. Where does it mean Hiskia Shom Beis Hakorban? Oh, he's talking about that pasuk. I mean that pasuk of yeah, right. Must be saying that pasuk as a reference to the korbanos. That's the problem with the mashal. You got to really know your stuff. Okay. The Omer Amen. So what's so right after the Hashem Slokos there was Amen. Right. The Zechur Sa'amuna She'amda Lanu B'Golos. This thing is had two Amens. The Amen Birkas Amen Yehi Shemei Rabba. Hidrim Besota Amai Koi Alma. V'Nayach Lanu B'Zagos. That's the basic approach you take to them. It's pretty good. Now I ask you, what's better, the marshal or the nimshal? There's no comparison. But a regular guy's going to sit in the daf yomi, he's going to listen to the story, and he's going to walk out with this crazy story. I mean, I guess the good daf yomi will tell him the nimshal. But it is pretty amazing. I mean, it's like it's astounding. It's astounding what he's pulling out of this story.
Why not say
that? So this is the old question. Why is it the Bidlash of Mashal? I mean, there are a few answers to that. I mean, one is simply it's a cohesive story that's very, you know, it's retainable. But also I think that it's it may be Ari saying you don't want to disclose this to too many people, but that's not usually, it doesn't sound like. But I think it's also that, like the Rambam says an astounding thing when he's talking about Marshall. He says, even, I'm not sure if it applies to this case in particular, but he says, in certain areas of deep speculation, even the one who knows it can't fully give it over. He has that in the, I don't remember if it's in the introduction to the Mora. I think it's in the introduction to the Mora. Like he himself, it's not like he knows it and now he can, now it's, everything is, everything hachi pasha, he just hand it over. Even in his own mind, even in his giving it over, it's, there still are certain elusive pieces. It's hard to 100%. So you got to keep it in the martial form so the guy can contemplate it. You can't really even give it over completely as a simple contained matter. It exists in a very abstract level. So maybe but over here it's kind of like maybe there are a lot of facets that you could dig in deeper into this marshal and pull out, and to say this is what it is limiting, and maybe there are deeper elements. Yeah. All right. And what Yossi was saying is also true. It doesn't have oomph. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have oomph. You know what I mean?
Oh, just the
idea. You want a person to really take this to heart. You want a person to be excited, impressed, and moved. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's something about the story that has a different, it speaks to a different part of man, and it gives him a certain courage, a certain sense. I don't know what it is. The imagery, he feels, yes, I am like we are like a boat tossed around the yam of these Rishayim. And yes, the ocean, the Bnei Yisrael do, you know, we are the Chel HaYam. You know what I mean? I don't know, it's a certain thing. It's like when we were discussing the Agadah last year, so the Rambam says that the Tukim in I think it's in Shmuel, where he's talking about David's warriors, you know, and it says he broke the ice and he went down into the water. We were just talking about that. So Chazal say it means he went to the mikvah to learn Torah, you know. Or one says he'd be like an Ari, you know, I mean, different description. And then everyone is like about learning and some kind of philosophical perfection. But you can't just say the guy was such a tzaddik, he went into a cold mikvah so he could learn. You know what I mean? That doesn't impress a guy. You know what I mean? You want to like describe the amazing, because the point is, a regular guy doesn't relate to that kind of greatness. So you got to give him like a greatness he relates to and then say, but apply it in the reality. You know what I mean? So the greatness of a fierce warrior of strength, you know, that he can understand. And say, yeah, but now you got to recognize that it's in the more true plane. But if you just tell him something about, oh wow, this is an amazing perfection. He was able to control his desire. It just doesn't resonate with the regular guy. So it's not going to elevate the Let's do a little bit more of the next one. I don't want to get too much in this one, but he says, then he says also, again, he's talking to Chachanam. Bein gal gaila, so what does it mean between each wave? That means between each sara. The whole Rosh Hashanah is gal gal al Yisrael ad bo sheni acharav nosan shi'uro kifi mazolo shashi'ur hamazol lamed yom shi'u gimel meos parsi. Amazing guy. So he says, what's the 300 parsi? That is the distance between mazel and mazel, which is 30 days, which is 300 parsi. Mahalich adam beinoni kol yom kemoshe matzino begalech. So how long does it take for a regular guy to walk 30 days? I'm sorry, how far can he get in 30 days? Apparently 300 parsos. So when he says between each gal is 300 parsos, so he means each rasha is separated by a mazel of something. Okay. Like we fight by the first gal of Paro, his mazel was Tleh. The mazel of Nebuchadnezzar was the Aryan. And Roma is what?
This is
yeah. So the Tleh is Aries, right? That's in the bull.
Taurus.
Aries. Isn't Aries the Tleh? And Nebuchadnezzar was Leo, right? And Rome is Edom, sheyesh lo gamkin malzav shmayim. The sashal ace of nim shocha malchusa maharbe mikola golios. Okay, so the last one is much longer. That's why he says chadazimna. It was that's the last one, I guess. Okay, but again, I don't want to go through this whole one because it gets very complicated. But basically, that's just like an opening. You see how he's going, how he's approaching everything. Amazing, amazing approach. And then at the end it says, Omar Ramale Kala, the next one, Gala Kala Chavre, like we say, to home, el to home, Kore, Behold, Dor Vador, Omdu Aleno, Rukumosh Kosav, the Major Shila Medainu, the El Shain Gal Shani Lomi Minarishan, Kiara Shayim, Aim Lamed Michel if Nayam, who bought him. Kiyam lechalos uboim kiyam lechalos u'shatei pesolam v'Yisrael v'Yisrael. The later ones don't learn from the early ones, and the earlier ones came and tried to destroy Yisrael. V'omar po chazi gevurta k'damrina hakel hagadol hagibor harei gevurasa. Why does it say gevurta? Because that's the reference to gevura. Shematzo se'echad mibein shivim ze'evim. So that's what the Gemara says. That's Gibor. Ulaze Omar Molei Chut Cholo. There's a band of sand. Hey Matzadikim Shenim Shulufol. Hey Matzilim Es Hador Kedaminan Beperkama Asapre Mifol. Ella Hachikom Asapre Maseim Shel Tzadikim Merubim Al Achas Kama Vekama Shemaginin. What does that mean? I don't know. But to me, he wants to say now it really is referencing to the tzaddikim, asapa reim. I'm going to talk about their right. I'll talk about their meisim. The meisim of the tzaddikim are merubim. So certainly they could be megan. That's another gemara. He just references other, you know, everything is being referenced to in the parakama. So there's a reference. I think it means by what? By is that by the wall? The city? They don't have to say the wall of the city.
Okay.
I don't know. But yeah, he knows. He knows all the coded language. That's what's amazing. Okay. Okay. So let's see the one that has to do with Purim. Okay. So that's on the next daf. Let me see which one it is. Hold on.
That's the stronger polar presence. They shelter more, I think it's okay.
Yeah. But I think he's saying in the in that Gemara, I don't know.
Yeah, I know that, but they were not
right. The Maaseim is Meginim. Okay, let's see the one. It's on the one of Havaka Ozilna Bisafinto Chazinahu Havra. All right, which one is that? That's on, I ain't giving one of it. Okay, let's take the one on, I ain't giving one of this. Four lines down from the wide line. So he says, Omar Rabba Rachano, Zimnacha, the Havaka Ozilna Bisafinto. So I was traveling on a boat. Okay. And I saw a fish. Okay, I saw a fish. The Yosva lay. Yeah, I saw a fish. That's Kavra. What's the gimel? Here's what those before. The Yosva va'ayla lay tuna, right? The OCA. So it had, what's that? Parasite? On his nose?
Yeah.
Parasite on his nose. Okay. Who missed, he says, and it died. The adfuhu maya vishad yuhu liguda. So the fish died, right? And then, yeah, sheretz katan is an ochlatina. The ustia, he says, binachirav, shel dog, nichnas sheretz. So this sheretz went, I'm reading the marsha, the Rashba, I'm sorry. The sheretz went into the fish's nose, okay, and then it died, and it got pushed, but the water pushed it, leguda, vishadyuhu leguda, okay, and that means what? Into a wall? Onto the shore. The chorov mine isin machuze, and it destroyed 60 cities, right? The awful mina shit in Mahuzi, and but then 60 cities were able to eat from it, right? Umolchu mina shit in Mahuzi, and then 60 cities saw for it. Umolu mechad galgola de ena plus mea garve mishcha. They got from one eyeball 300 garve of oil. Bechi hadron. The us on when I came back after 12 months, Kazina Davi called me Nasri Ishui Migarmi. So I saw that they were what, working from the bones?
Yeah. Sawing beams.
Sawing beams from the bones to make huts.
Rebuild it.
Yeah, the Yosri Limav Minu Anach Mechuzi.
What's that?
Yeah, that was quite a trip he took, quite a cruise he was on. So the Marsha says, it's clear this is talking about Haman. The Vura Maisa Haman.
Which is weird, or
even I think I'm. I hope I did the right one. Have a kozilna besvinto chazina hu kavra. So I ain't giving one base. Are you on Lamed Vav? Is you have the same daf as me? No. Are you on ain't giving one base?
Yeah.
So it's one, two. I don't know, three or four down. Depends on how you break up.
Okay.
It's a long. There's a lot on this page.
Yeah.
So it's like a third, it's like a, I don't know, a quarter of the way down. It's very quick. Havakoz Lina Bisvinto, Hazina Hahu Kavra. You learn a lot of Aramaic from these things. You can retain
it's
it.
Not that far.
No, it's not that far at all. Okay, so anyway, so what has new? How do you know it's about Haman? Sha Omar Dikozil because Lina. Yeah, I was wondering. I thought it says Vavis are low. They didn't take it, right? Low shoulder. Yeah. But I guess they still have the benefit of it.
So
I'm sure Achashverosh was happy for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like it or not, you've got to be. I don't know. It's. I know I sound like I'm big of a fan, Clubber, but I just can't get over it. I mean, to me, it's like.
But what's the point? Why not just say this outright?
You missed the beginning.
Where were you before? And you were at Share Mondays. The same thing.
No, it's a good question. Why not say this outright? I mean, it does say it. Kimuva, Kibler, you do. It's in the Megillah. It says it.
Yeah, okay, so then what's added by the cryptic mashal?
If you have to ask, then Marshall's not for you.
If you don't know, then you don't know. That also, you get the sense, don't you get the sense though, in the end, when it's a reference to the 12 months, that it's, reference still to the constellations, to the full, passing of that, or some allusion to it? I don't really nail it down, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so he keeps working with this theme of the boats and the other and the fish.
Well, what were the three cities? So the one
Oh,
that
so the one that
was
was destroyed with the fish was Haman's followers, right?
Haman's.
The ones that ate from it were in that event, during that event. Yeah, contemporaneous to the event. And then he doesn't really talk about the soul for now, does he? What that means is a few generations, right? And then that effect on the future was a constant long term impact. What do you say about this whole thing? He doesn't. Oh, I missed that one. Right. Part of Mine Shisa, right? Ochu Mine, that's the Am. Right, he skips that one. I guess that one's too easy for him. Right.
Yeah, but you gotta distinguish between the benefit of the salted meat and then the further benefit of them being able to go to the bones
Yeah,
themselves.
for sure. For sure. Okay. Just one more I want to do, just because it's so interesting. Which one is it though? Hold on. They all start sounding here. Where's the one that says they got off and they thought they were on an island and it turned out it was a big whale? Oh. See that one? That was earlier? Not much room earlier. Mean the one right before it? One right after, probably. Next one's another fish. The fish, it gets a little boring with the fish after a while.
All these things happen in others. Yeah,
no, I think it's the next.
The next one, did I skip a line? Oh yeah, is that the one? The next one? Kazina, no, okay. That's a fish. No. Oh, you're right. He's right. He's right. Thank you. Okay.
We're back,
Yeah. Well, she's always other. You're catching on. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what happened to the recording. I thought I was on, but it was off. But anyway, we do the next one. Next one is also he. Rabbi Hana says they were at sea and they saw a fish that was covered in dirt and things were growing out of off of its back, and they assumed it was terra firma. They got off and they started eating and whatever, having a picnic over there. And then the fish got hot on its back, so it flipped over. So if it wasn't for the fact the boat was near, they would have all died. So he says, Mavur, I'm sorry. So he says again, Yesh lefarish karev le'in de le'el. Right? You can explain this one similar to the one before. Kvar b'yarnu, ki yimei ha'golos domen lehi raholef lasfina. Ba'amke mitzulos yam ha'golos. So, ha'golos. So traveling by boat is a marshal to the days of Golos, right? In the depths of the ocean of Golos. And we're saved by like the boat that's tossed around the ocean. That's also good because that's the whole parakintelim. Right, the arbitri from the hodos. So the yardei yam, they're always the guys who are on the boats are always davening. That's how the svinam terefes bayam is nitzolus. The tefila barach mishmaya. So it's a good marshal for Bnei Yisrael in Golos. Kidamirim, asafonim ruim chasidim. At least when they're on the boats. V'omar chazina and hahu kavra. That's again the mazel dog, which is odor. Okay, it's facing the rainy side. So it's a bridge between the rain. I see. Anyone say why other? This is not a Haman other than. He's just saying other is like a time where the winter is ending and the summer is starting. So it's kind of like it seems like good times are ahead, right? So it's close to the time of Gula. In their imagination, in the Malchus of Modai, they thought that that basically shenochu Yisrael begalus, so they were comfortable in the Golus, and basically they put down roots over here. Ratzalomar says somach lonu hu mazlo shu somach legulas nisan agavov. So they were very, I guess, comfortable in that season that was close to Nisan. They were comfortable on its back. The alkain have a savir the abashto. The lake of Golos, this Alkina and Alkinon. So that's it. They thought, okay, where's their new home? There's no more Golos. Genes Arvo Yisrael ben Agoyim kilo einam beGolos. They were in Golos like they weren't in Golos. They were really on the back of a fish. They were thinking that they were in permanent land. V'nehenu misudaso shalachat veira. That's what they were doing on that back. V'kad cham gabe is hapach. Yimei Nisan shu gav shel Adar. Wow, I love the way he does things like that. That's right. Is hapech lechamo azo turned into a brutal heat. Ad shen eschayvu chas v'shalom shel kliya bo shenema v'yiku sofer yamelech v'chor sharishon. So that was planned. That was during Nisan. V'ilav dimakarvo safinto shechazan uloshev v'svinto. If it wasn't for the fact that we got back into the boat and recognized we're still in Golos. Right, and Losha Bachuva Shlema, we would have been destroyed.